Raiffeisen is deeply embedded in the Russian banking world. It's designated by Moscow as one of the 13 most important banks. Of Western lenders, only it and Italy's UniCredit share such a status. And as one of the few non-sanctioned Western banks still operating in Russia, it's become very useful for Western businesses still working here. But due to sanctions, the directors are having to explore creative options to move funds out. The bank also has to deal with new Russian legislation that means the state will take a cut of its profits when it tries to leave, as well as have the sale approved by President Vladimir Putin himself, which could be politically difficult. So in order to bring the most profit back to Vienna, Raiffeisen's looking at doing a deal with one of the Russian banks that has funds stuck in Europe due to sanctions, a kind of financial prisoner exchange. One senior Raiffeisen executive said it's narrowed down the shortlist to two potential Russian banks, who they'll negotiate with over the next few months in order to try to have a deal by the end of the year. Stuart Smith, Moscow.